Good morning, New Eden. Today is May 12th, 2024, and this is the Federation Frontline Report. I'm your host, Frozen Fallout, and my co-hosts that are with me today are Nightflyer. What's up, Nightflyer?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all you mother humpers out there. And, you know, I know you two aren't breeders like me, but I know you have mothers, so hope you showed them the love.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, we had talked with my mother-in-law and my mom today, so that was good. And then I went out and hung out with my mom and my aunt, actually, who's from Hawaii, came and visited with her kids. And so they got to see the spectaculars of Wisconsin. Apparently, her youngest daughter was really interested in moving to Wisconsin. She's like, I want to live here. Like,
this of is course. It's a land of cheese and beer. Why wouldn't you want to live there? And I got an interesting story I will get to in a little bit. So I'll tell you my Mother's Day.
And then my second co-host here is Samson.
Good morning, New Eden. Y'all made that as awkward as possible, and I love it.
I'm like, how long can we let him
sit there? I was trying not to laugh when he was like, she really wants to move to Wisconsin. Dude, I was talking to the new host on my show, Strength and Gaming, Janae, and she's from the Midwest as well. And I said, man, I was in Wisconsin last week. And she's like, I'm sorry. But yeah, how's it going, everybody? And yes, I will be calling my mom after the show.
Yeah, things are going really well. We just had the May 4th Eve Madtown meetup that just happened. I think we're all kind of recovering from that. I know I am. And then, of course, yeah. I've got like my birthday week this week, so it's like I was out there partying and stuff like that.
So it's like, literally in the name, oof, Frozen. It's sorry. One day. You get one day, not a week. One day, birthday.
So my cousin is on the 9th, then I am on the 10th, and then my and then like there's like everybody
that's not your birthday week. That is no, a birthday week.
Yes, sorry. Yes, I apologize. Hey, Steve, and also thank you very much to. We had a subscriber or a follower that... Oh, yeah, Felix Alex. Guardian. Call me Alec. So I'll call you Alex. 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 Alex?
It's an X.
No, you're an X.
It's an X. You're a cigarette.
What? But yeah, we had a blast at Eve Madtown. The first night was pretty chill. You know, I went out and hung out with Alec of Noir, and we went to the Great Dane. Him and
which Great Dane did you go to? Because.
How many of them are there?
There are
I went to the Great Dane too. Her name was Harley, and she like she farted on me a lot.
So there are lots of Great Danes in Madison. The Great Dane pub is this German themed, high quality good food, but German kind of American German kind of food. Wisconsin food, really, actually, I should say. Wisconsin food. Cheese curds, burgers, but also vegan options and stuff like that they have there.
Yeah, you do have a surprising amount of vegan options out there.
But there is the one that we went to was on the west side over by Hilldale.
West side.
And so yeah, that was a lot of fun. Just hung out and chatted up with him and his fiance, and my wife came. And we were hoping that that Nightflyer might come, and as well as one of my other buddies. But Nightflyer ended up going and getting Samson, which was a very important mission.
It was.
Super. So you guys got in a little bit late, but
a little bit.
And so you guys came straight over to my place, and we played Ascension, didn't we, that night?
Yes, you taught us how to play Ascension. You whooped our asses with it, and the entire time you were complaining, oh, I get such shitty cards. oh, did I beat everybody, like, to death with a million more points than everybody else?
I did not whine.
Fuck off, Frozen. Yes, you did. You absolutely did.
Yeah,
I could text Joanne right now, and she could confirm this, I'm sure.
Yeah, it reminded me of the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer is in the karate class. And
you were falling
Samson
asleep.
And I were the little kids. Yeah,
you were falling asleep. I learned how to play the game. I later taught it to Shinji and his buddy the next, like a day after or something. But you tried to spill. You really tried to spill your cider on me, but it wasn't in the cards. Not on me, anyways.
couldn't get the mission accomplished.
Well, you know, like I said, I can't be responsible for anything I say or do when I've been drinking. So
and you're like half asleep because it was late. I was tired as well. It was
Because we didn't even get to Madison until 11.
Yeah.
So by the time we got settled in, it was midnight, and yeah, we played until 4 a.m. So.
And then y'all brought you had local whiskey that was really good. You had all the snacks, man. Like it was five stars easily on Airbnb.
Oh yeah.
and not only that, but I would give you an extra star for learning from the last visit. You know, and it wasn't that much. I think it was literally like because all I did last time was like, I'm just gonna let's go to the store and I'll grab some whiskey. But it was already there, so I didn't have to.
There you go. We had learned. But yeah, so we had really relaxing Friday night, and then Saturday we went to the Weary Traveler in the morning. And that was solid.
Yes, we did. We had it was lunch at the Weary Traveler.
Yeah, morning. Yeah. The morning started at 3 p.m.
That's something I don't know if it's a Wisconsin thing, but it's definitely a Frozen thing.
Okay.
I learned from the last time I was there that not only do they not do breakfast, they're just not awake for breakfast. Although I will say this time, you were awake quite early, like by the comparison. Like I was still in bed and I you woke up one of the days and I was like, I don't need to get up yet. I'm going to lay here for another 30 minutes.
That was on Sunday. Because I got to sleep really early that day, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yes, that's right. I left on Monday. Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Jump ahead. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. No, that's foreshadowing.
But yeah, so Saturday started out really well. Weary Traveler, which is like a little bar down on Willie Street. They do, once again, more like Wisconsin food, you know. Always got to do, introductions of Wisconsin
food. The walleye sandwich. Fucking good. I love fish sandwiches. And they're the like the fresh-made kettle type chips.
Ooh. Oh, those are like super good.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of people for that. We had
That was a big one.
We have Motorori who came who doesn't really play Eve. He does other things on this channel for me to a certain degree with the World of Darkness, and he's running a game for me at Gen Con where he's going to run a werewolf political. You're all council members, and you're all gonna have to. There's probably still gonna be a lot of just fighting with each other because
werewolf.
That's how you solve that. That's what politics are.
I'm gonna play werewolf if I can't spend rage points, Frozen.
Right, exactly. So, and I'm doing a Vampire the Masquerade one, but he came out and because I talk to him about Eve all the time, and he knows about the channel and stuff like that, and he's always
poor really man.
Actually, he's known a lot of people who played Eve, like from when he
bad
was
enough that we
well
have
not
to
a lot
to
but there were some people that he would come out or that he knew that played Eve that he like met when I brought him to one of the parties for Eve. And so he's always had this interesting, come out for a lot of the social events that's been happening in Madison for it. And then Coder Fastiel, who plays Eve Online as an industrial, like, madman that'll murder you if you go to Hain.
And shout out, dude, he paid for fucking everything as a gift to everybody.
Oh, yeah, that was super cool of him.
Really, really cool. I was I was reaching for my wallet. Not really.
Oh,
Kick it in the wallet. No, but he's a cool dude. He's really, we hung out with him last time too at Madtown meetup, and it's a shame I haven't really seen him in space much. But you know, one of these days I'll shoot him.
Yeah, he doesn't like hang out in the Hadeeves area. If you want to go, if you want to find him, you'll find him in Hain, which is parts Ubalu.
What you're saying was we should go hunt him in Hain.
Yeah, it's low sec, and he's flying a Proteus,
Oh, I know how to bait a Proteus.
Yeah, there we go. So
I'll bring two legions. He'll think there's only one. Not really, because he's. I mean, I don't think he listens to this, but he would see both of us in local. So
yeah, that's the other thing. There's not really anybody in Hain. So when he's there, if somebody else is there, and there's like three other people there, he's like, "What's going on here?"
So it's like his Notoras.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Which I miss the Toros. When you get back there.
Oh yeah. One day. Yeah. So then we did. So it was me, you, my wife, Jan Nunn, and so that was. I think that's it, right? Six. Sounds about right.
Or. I feel like there was at least one or two more, but my brain is not like it's been a while. We did take a picture.
We did take a picture. We did take pictures.
Let me see if I can find it, so yeah, it I can confirm or Discord. Deny in the Discord if you are not a member of the Bad Time Meetup Discord.
Yeah, we're going to be throwing this as a yearly thing that we're doing. This is all about. Building up something that, we do something in the summer-ish. So May is when I'm going to be shooting for a lot of the time.
Yeah, but... I guess that was all of us, yeah. That was all of us.
Like seven of us, I thought, yeah.
Seven, yeah, right?
Yeah. That's all. Maths. I see six.
Oh, maybe it was six.
Huh? Yeah, it's just six.
Yeah, my wife and... Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was including the waiter. He hung out with us for a while.
Yes.
He was super cool, dude. I'm going to hang out with these guys for a bit.
That's why I was confused as well.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this as a yearly thing. A lot of the stuff that, that happens on Fridays and Saturdays will probably be kind of, nebulous. We'll do more or less depending on what's going on with, for that year type thing. But there's always going to be a main event. And I'm thinking about always making the IO because that's where we went next, which was the IO arcade bar.
I fucking love that place. It is awesome. And I we had so many people this year. I didn't get to enjoy as many of the games as I normally would, but I did get to enjoy their vegan pizza and their beverages. And the bar keeps are awesome people. So
yeah, no, we had about 15 people that I think came out altogether.
That's easily twice or more than last year.
No, not so we've twice doubled. As last year.
So we've doubled.
I think we were at like 10. Frozen.
What? This is a propaganda podcast, sir.
No, we got to...
We had 30 people.
We got to say how
there were
awesome
so many
the
people
first year was
that
as well.
I couldn't play any video games. I did manage to carve out a little bit of time to kick Frozen's ass in Marvel vs. Capcom.
We did.
But that's about it.
Yes,
but that's absolutely. It. That's all I was able to do.
We stole like a whole section of the gaming table area. We were able.
Yeah,
to
we
up.
Took all that.
Well, we got there at them. Like 5 o'clock, so we were able to,
Yeah,
like,
we were there earlier.
It's slower, it's a bar, so it's not like an arcade where it would be super and we, busy. And, actually, like.
And I know we were all spending a lot of money, so they're probably like, "Yeah, they're cool," and we weren't being dicks or anything.
No. We freed up table space when we needed it. We stole it when we needed it.
Yeah.
But we didn't take it from somebody. Just from the general population couldn't use that for a little while, but yeah, it was a real blast. We had Mimitar Fleet came out, we had Boss that came out, and had a person that came out for that were that was part of Boss.
It was repping.
We had the guy with the cheese hat. What's his name?
We met him in
Iceland.
Iceland.
Yeah. That was super, super cool. And so it was awesome to see him. We had Alec that came out of Noir.
Alec's a good man.
And then, of course, I have Shinji came out. And big shout-out to Shinji.
And dude, his buddy knows his motherfucking cigars. Julian, yeah. Jules. He knows his cigars. That's foreshadowing for later. We're not there yet. At a certain point, after Frozen blacks out, then we have to take over the storytelling for the night.
So things progressed really well. We stayed there to a little bit before midnight. Basically, we got in one Killer Queen tournament because that was the one that everybody was really interested in going all to at one time. We got, 10 people, five on each side, and played a few rounds of that. I still need to go through and try and remember who and reach out to people about who. I know Alec.
Alec was the queen of the other team. Yes, we know. Frozen.
What? What are you upset about?
What am I upset about? I was the queen on your team, and we lost. That's what I'm upset about.
We won one.
Did we?
We won one. The first one, I think.
Yeah.
I was the queen the whole time, and I don't remember it, but okay.
Yeah. No, we won one, but as the red team, we didn't take direction very well, so we easily distracted. It's like, who's on the snail? Like, everybody's trying to get on the snail, and no one's trying to grab... the berries.
So to explain to those people who don't know what Killer Queen is really quick, Killer Queen is basically there's two teams of five. Each person has a queen. A queen can attack stuff. Everybody else is playing like a worker. And the worker can either gather berries and bring it back to the base for an economic victory if you get enough of these berries and people bringing back the berries. You can jump on a snail and try and get the snail to the other side of the screen into a goalpost, and if you do that, then you win. So you have to go down, jump, and ride on it, and then the other person has to have their queen or turn into a warrior and also do this and go kill the person that's on the snail, and then you have to bring your own guy on that's not a warrior or a queen.
Good to note that both the warriors and the queens, like, it's a one shot. Like, if they hit you, you're dead.
Yep, it's dead. And the queen, too. And if the queen dies three times, you can also win the game.
Which also makes it very much adjacent to chess, I think, because the queen is, like, the most powerful piece, but it can also die to anything.
Yes. Although the workers don't ever deal damage. But the warriors that you can...
The last meetup, not this one, but the last meetup, I played one of the workers, and I got us economic victory, like, fucking... easy peasy.
It's such I love economic running for that, because while everybody else is doing chaotic crazy things, you're just like running around grabbing a berry and getting home, running, find a berry, get home. And so that we had a really good blast on that, but we didn't do any other tournaments, so we might do more for the stuff, the people that won, and maybe just everybody that participated in Killer Queen, as a handout of a lot of the stuff that we were going to do for the other things, since 10 people all participated, it's a good chunk.
I mean, alcohol was a factor in the tournament planning, so we started at 5.
That sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, but the place did get packed by probably, 10 o'clock?
It was 10 o'clock it starts
getting packed.
Pretty shoulder to shoulder, so it was hard to get 10, 15 guys into a game to do stuff, so... but it was a happening place. Like I said, everyone was having a good time. It was a great atmosphere.
Good pizza. Very friendly. Oh, there was also a food cart outside.
All the time.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, they had churros and burgers, which is kind of an interesting combination. But
wait, you didn't know about the
food cart? That sounds terrible. A churger?
Like everybody got a bunch of... well, not everybody, but a bunch of people went out and got a whole bunch of stuff from the food cart.
Oh yeah, and they had the handmade fries, French fries,
Freedom fries.
Oh, is that what those like truffly salty, super seasoned fries came from? I think Shinji or Julian brought them over, and I just like I kept asking people, "Are you guys good?" Because I'm just gonna fucking eat this whole thing. Like, I'm just gonna keep eating them. So
yeah, like, someone bought like
you better get some before I eat them all. Yeah, they were good.
But
I had no idea where those came from because I've been sitting at that table socializing. I think I was, you know, making out with Alec for a bit in, on the corner there. You know, no, Alec. Yeah, it just like the whole like. It was really cool to meet Shinji finally in person. I want to say that because Shinji has been on our fleets and did this epic multi-boxing Logi like all the time. And I was like, holy shit, I finally, are you serious? I get to meet the legendary Logi? Right. We need to get him back. And I thought we were getting him back this weekend, but then Frozen was like, nah.
Well, I had to go to
I'm not gonna be in fleet right yeah, now.
I had to go hang out with my aunt and my mom and the family.
But yeah, Julian, his buddy, really cool dude.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Shinji and I
just realized that we had met each other, which was kind of funny. That
we
met at Summer Swarm, like Goop. In 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, hey, I'm like, yeah, we met, we talked, and then. I pulled up the picture at the Brazilian steakhouse, and I'm like, ah, there we go. So
you found evidence. Yeah,
evidence that we had met. So that was fun. But that's why I love these meetups. You know, whether you play Eve or not on a regular basis, just getting out
and meeting
real life people that you know.
We did talk about Eve more than I thought we would. I thought we were supposed to talk about it.
That was a goon thing for goon parties, but I think for this thing there's because they also had like 50 to 60 people like crazy events
we're also repping our show and our show is sponsoring it, so I mean it's kind of hard not to.
There was a Madison streamer there too, who had a lot of
questions about Eve. We talked to him more about Eve
than anybody. So,
yeah, well, rep. You got to represent, man.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was. So I thought it was. I thought he was a plant of some kind because he's like asking questions and stuff. I'm like, he knows exactly what he's talking. He wants to see.
He did look like he liked photosynthesis. I don't know if you guys got that joke or if you laughed because you thought I was making a joke.
I thought you were making a joke, but I don't know. I will admit, I don't know.
See, that was on you. You outed yourself, Frozen. He said he was a plant, and I said he liked photosynthesis.
I'm glad you explained that to me. Thank you.
Jokes are always funny.
That was worth it. Yes, they are. For the audience, at least.
Love it when it needs to be explained. For me, it makes me feel so smart. Anyways.
I could have let it go. You could have both just laughed, and then all the people watching, half of them would have been like, I don't know what happened. The other half would be laughing, and it would have been fine. But no.
But yeah, Nye Raven was the streamer that...
Okay.
That came out. And he didn't play Eve, but he is interested in playing Eve, and he wants us to do like a newbie video for him as well, like and some stuff for you know what can you do in order just to jump.
I guess technically I and we've already kind of discussed doing stuff like this.
Oh yeah, yep. And he's also pushed me for the last couple months, being like, hey man, come on, you should get a newbie video. So we're gonna do that. And
we'll do a lot of that.
But yeah, he came out and he hung out and was streaming live, which was really cool, and just asking a bunch of Eve Online.
Yeah, questions. he had a chest cam or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, well, the fact that he was like 7 feet tall, so it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
What is
he was kind of like high level.
No, I mean
he was a tall dude though.
Well, I guess maybe it was a
not seven.
You know, I was like, normal. He was because I've met people that are 7 feet tall, and I have to look up at them. So I felt like we were close. He might have been an inch or two tall.
Yeah, he was probably like 6'3", 6'4". So
yeah. So he's a few inches tall, two inch or two tall. Yeah. I'm used to it. I'm the shortest of my brood at 6'1".
But yeah, so after. Going to Ohio, we decided to go back to my place, and this
No, calm down there.
And that's all the Frozen remembers.
Let's roll that back a little bit here.
And then it was morning.
Yeah, yeah, around close to midnight, I think Alec was like, yeah, we're probably going to take off. And I was like, no, we're supposed to go back and do the fucking fire. We got to do a bonfire at Frozen's place. It's all fucking set up. We all got to sit around the fucking fire. And Julian has this, he brought a portfolio of cigars, man. Oh, yeah. I can't. And he brought Armagnac, okay? He brought this dude. So Shinji, just to prove that he is the epic Lodgy, the best support you could ever have in any fight or event, not only did he bring himself, he brought somebody that had a perfect cigar and Armagnac pairing in a goddamn portfolio. And Jules was just like, he just like, I was sitting there and I didn't even know about the Armagnac when we were sitting in Io, and he's just like, yeah, I got these cigars. And when he says it at first, like, I could tell this guy's a fucking nerd. Okay. Like a hardcore nerd, but I did not know what flavor of autism until he pulled it out. And because like when someone says I got cigars, you know, it's like, oh, well, I just brought cigars. But no, he's got
a dozen. Take a Swiss for sweet, you know? Oh, he got some sweet, some backwoods. All right, cool. Right over here.
He has like a dozen, and they're in. He has a case, like a little pleather case that's like specifically humidor. Made. Yeah, a portable humidor. See, and this fucker's got everything you could possibly think of, and he showed him to us, and I was like, okay, I'm looking forward to this. And then when Frozen, I honestly, I had no idea what happened to Frozen. At a certain point, I was talking to Alec, and people were starting to say, we're getting ready to go. And Alec was like, we're probably going to take off. I was like, no, we have to do the bonfire. And I know we were supposed to do more stuff here, but then I'll go talk to Frozen. And they're like, yeah, no, I think he's gone already. And I was like, what?
Yeah, we left. It was like 10 to 12, so the place was closing up anyway. So Frozen shows up, and she's like, hey, you know, she's like, I'll drive you, and we kind of split up. And Frozen was fine. We were out back talking. Shinji, everything was fine.
Okay, no, that's why I remember it this way, because Shinji and Jules, I was like, I'll go with you guys, because I wanted to ride with Legendary Lodgy. and the dude that said that just showed me all the cigars and knows more about cigars than I or the person that introduced me to cigars knows. So it's like, and so we get home. We're driving. I think we got there just before you guys, but I mean, not a whole lot happened. Like, so fast forward to like the bonfire. Go ahead to what you were saying, Nightflyer.
We were fine. So like, we're getting ready to kind of close the bar down, and we're all out back kind of talking. Some guys are doing their smoking, and we're like, all right, well, it's time to bail. We cut through. We everyone pays their bills, and then Frozen tries to pay his twice for some reason.
I don't know why that could be.
And again, so I'm talking to him, but so Mrs. Frozen and Frozen and I walk out to the car, and somehow between the paying the bartender and making to the car, Frozen is shit-faced. Like, he was fine. He's fine. He's fine.
10 sheets to the wind.
10 sheets to the wind. Like, he gets in the car. He can't get his seatbelt on. I'm like, where did this come from? Right. Like,
hey, I can laugh. I've been there. I
see this all the time, you know? I said, my parents own a bar. I'm used to, like, drunk people. But this is... I was completely caught off guard. I'm like,
this is Wisconsin drunk.
Wisconsin stuff. Yeah, we get home, or we get back to the Frozen's place, and he's gone. Like, he's in bed, sound asleep, probably within, like, I don't know, 15 seconds, maybe? So...
Yeah, so yeah, that's yeah, why I blacked out. I was like, I'm down to do a bunch of stuff, and I was like, excited to like hang out and do the fire, and I was like so pissed off at myself the next day. But yeah, I just got in, and I was like, nope, I'm done. Like, nope, I've something hit me really hard. Because so the only thing is though is that I didn't do any shots, I didn't do any hard liquor, but no. I think I drank cider like the entire night.
Yeah, you drank your weight in cider
from like 5 p.m. like to midnight. I was like just downing like 1 to 2 ciders an hour, and it just like didn't hit me. But yeah, when I got into the car and we started moving,
whoosh.
that just fried me, and I was just like, okay, oh no,
yeah, yeah. That'll do it.
I was like, I need to lay down for like 15 minutes and I'll get up. And it was just lights out.
I was there last year. That's not how it works. Yep. So this time I was like, okay, all right, Frozen's down. Let's do this. Everybody, we got to get this set up. We'll start getting wood. We get everything. Everybody got a fire. I think Alec helped the fire get started and stuff. And, now I'm sitting in like a camping chair next to your roommate, Amber. And we're all getting cigars. He's picked out cigars for us. He asked us. To give you the level, okay? It wasn't like he said, hey, pick a cigar. No, that's not how it worked with Jules. He said, he asked questions. It was like a tarot card reading, sir. Yeah. And then afterwards, he'd be like, this is the one that you want. And of course, mine was the biggest one. That was because it was the mildest, honestly. But I was like, oh, and so I had that cigar. I think your roommate had one of the like smaller ones, but it was like dark, like dark brown, almost black, and it tasted like chocolate. Because at a certain point, when you're doing tastings, like if there's only one of each thing, y'all gotta start passing shit around. So at a certain point, we're passing cigars around. but yeah, Alec, I think his fiance went back to the
she was
hotel
tired.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But Alec stuck around. Shinji, Jules, Night Flyer, myself, Jan, Amber. We were all hanging around the fire. The Armagnac. So Armagnac is I believe it's a type of cognac. I don't know. Back here we just call it yak.
Yeah.
It's
a sipping yak.
It's a sipping yak. It was like a 25-year-old Armagnac, okay? So he had this bottle and we were pairing it with the cigars, and it was fucking awesome. Like I don't know, Frozen, if you understand what that was like. I'm not trying to make you feel bad because you missed it. I mean, yes, I am. Obviously, because I don't know if you do cigars anyway, because the joke is like for the past, like I think it's like the past few years, I think it was during like right before or at the beginning of like the pandemic, I started getting into cigars with my buddy. And so it was like, if everybody was to look at like all the people there that had cigar knowledge, I was like level 10 cigar dude.
Right. I would be like level 2. Like I've had people that are really interested in the cigars. I've gone to cigar bars and stuff like that.
I'm very high level in like scotch and whiskey and stuff.
Maybe I'm level 3 or,
Yeah.
So I like cigars. But not, yeah.
I'm yeah. And then Armagnac is like, or cognac, like I'm a little lower because I just started getting into that. But the fact that I already got into it, and so like I'm like level 10. Like this is just arbitrary, like cigar and Armagnac paired, maybe more like 8 or something if you combine them together. If you average the levels out, but this dude was max level, okay, with both the cigars, at least the cigars. I don't know as much about the Armagnac, so I was like, man, I had been drinking a lot.
Kind of been talking shit the whole time, and we were like, oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, he's talking about regions and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
Right, he could be really good at bullshitting, which is right up my alley. So
again, I don't think he was, but
because I could taste it. Like,
I'm like,
exactly. He was like, do you want a V cut or whatever the fuck it was. I don't even remember, because like my buddy and I is just like, we have a fucking cutter, we just cut it, like I don't know.
I got the one looking up.
And then so like, yeah, I'm very noob cigar person, but this dude is top level. Jules and Shinji, I don't know, it felt like fate, because I had just like gotten to the point where I was starting to get into cigars, so this was like heaven. I don't know,
learn from a master. You came across, the universe had to introduce a random encounter with a master of cigars to you.
Yes, now I've earned my next perk or next level of cigars in Armagnac.
There you go. See, there we go.
And as a side note, we lucked out with weather too, because 2 hours south of Madison was a monsoon hit.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect.
I mean, we had
flooding. There was no rain. It only got a little cool. It got a little cold, chilly at night, but this is what the fucking fire's for.
Yeah. A little bit of wind, but I mean, it was seriously a monsoon hit Chicago. There was so much flooding down in this area. I came out, I had water in my basement. I don't even know where it came from. Sump pump's working fine. It was working great the next day. But yeah, just had a puddle here. So I got to keep an eye out for that. But that's how much rain popped up.
Yeah.
But my kid was here, and he's like, the gutters. The gutters are clean, but they could not hold the amount of
this
water.
This wasn't enough. Yeah, there wasn't enough.
It was out of control.
Evil. Out of control.
It's not good at all.
Again, a little bit of wind, but again, it was.
Oh, and really we were giving out a lot of really.
Oh yeah, we did have a bunch of merch this time that we didn't, things. Or not merch. What is it called?
Swag.
That's it. Yes. Stuff
we gave away a lot of fun swag. I feel like maybe some people might have been a little bit offended.
That's kind of the point, though.
It is. It absolutely is the point.
And like, that's if why you are offended, funny. Then either A, you're offended because you need it, or B, you're offended because why would you think that I need it? But I'm giving it to everybody, so I'm not targeting you. So don't be offended.
I'm a large, hairy motherfucker, so I know that I need it. And I know that you need it too, sir.
The Axe body spray is absolutely a joke, but also epically, like, yeah, I mean, sometimes fix yourself up real quick.
Yeah, it's a convention thing, right? Like,
yeah, it's a convention thing.
That's what conventions are like. That's just what they are. You get a lot of people, you know, in a giant hangar or whatever, and they're all, you know, in there, and 99% of them are nerds. Not all of them know about hygiene yet, so we're doing a service.
So things progressed, smoothly into the night. I don't think you guys just hang out at the fire, talk stories and stuff like that?
Yeah, we hung out at the fire, talked a lot of stories. There wasn't any... I don't think there was any gaming that night.
Nobody wanted
to. No, definitely no poker. Definitely no poker. You talked a lot about poker.
We wanted to do poker. And I've been, I don't know, I'm really into like Texas Hold'em. I love Texas Hold'em. But someday.
I mean, he said it a lot, but I haven't seen no proof.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm saying. I grew up playing Costa Rican poker, sir.
We should do some poker in Vegas.
The rules change constantly in Costa Rican poker. It's like nine ball, dude.
Right. So I got up really early in the morning because I fell asleep at like midnight, so I got up at
and
like
I wake up to this fucking asshole yelling at the top of his lungs in his Wisconsin accent. I'm just joking.
Wait, no, what?
You and myself are on similar levels of loud.
Oh,
and
I'm just a loud human. Like, yeah.
And bass carries through walls.
Yes.
So you did wake me up, but then I was like,
yeah, what did we do 9 in the o'clock? Morning?
Fuck this guy.
Well, Shinji was getting up because we had like a bunch of people stay over at my place.
That's right. So just really quick before we end the last night. Jules was the guy that brought all the cigars and the Armagnac. Really cool dude, but I just want to say he was kind of taking away my cat time.
Yeah,
he was really into the kitty cats. He was pulling them away from me. But you know, it was his first time, so I wasn't gonna get on him about
apparently
it.
They did
like him, but I mean, in the end, they still I'm still sleeping in their room.
Yes,
and they're still sleeping in. But what it was really fucking funny was like I think it was so what had happened. Everybody else had passed out. It was me, Jan, and Jules, and both Jules and myself were a little hungry because we were still awake at like fucking 4:30 in the morning. And so Jan's like, we got snacks. And so she just starts pulling stuff out of the fridge and there's stuff on the counter. We just start munching on shit. And, you know, Jules is getting crazy with the cats and stuff. And I don't know if Harley was still around. She might've been like passed out somewhere at that point. But, because she definitely wasn't on the couch in the living room because I go, okay, my belly's finally okay. Like I'm good. I think I can go to bed. I had a few snacks. And I walk in, or I say, I'm gonna go brush my teeth. And Jules walks into the living room and sits on the couch. And then I'm not quite sure what Jan did, but like I went and I started brushing my teeth and I'm walking around because I pace a lot all the time. I'm walking around brushing my teeth and Jules is on the couch and he's just... And when I finally got up the next day after like an hour of Frozen had been up, I came out and he was still... on the couch, dude. And then we talked to him that day and he was like, yeah, I was gonna go down and I don't know, cuddle with Shinji or something, because like I don't know if there was room
there,
but, he was like I sat down on the couch and that was it. He just passed out on the couch.
He was petting.
I didn't drink
cat,
a lot,
he said. You remember,
he was petting. Yes, he was petting. He was petting like probably Janeway and yeah. And he just fell asleep on the couch. So like I mean, kudos, dude. Like, I want to say that the MVP of that night was Jules. So Shinji, if you could let him know, just like, yeah. And
well, we teach him how to kill
because he's a minor. And
yeah, Wednesday nights, you know, come out with us. Let's go out and murder stuff.
You absolutely.
Win. Yeah. So, Saturday morning, we just kind of all tried to like get up. We're, you know, like we just got everything, you know, see who wanted to come out for breakfast, and then we went to Lazy Jane's.
Oh my god, dude. Breakfast was amazing.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, what'd you think Lazy of Jane's? the decor and the setting?
I love it, dude. I love anything that's like retro or eclectic or both. Or as maybe Frozen would put it, he was like, you can experience it better if you're on shrooms. Yeah. It was very, very a psychedelic, baby.
They did take away one of the other which on psychedelics is really crazy, is that just to hear people every once in a while shouting, like, Princess Leia!
Yeah, so
Krizak Cataract! And like stuff like because people would go up there, they would say, "Give us a name to shout, and we'll shout it." And some people would be like, "John, Josh, whatever," you know. And then there would be all of a sudden, you know, Luke Skywalker. You're like all tripping balls. You're like, "Dude, Luke Skywalker's." but basically, it's like a little house down on Willie Street that they've turned into
like a town, like a townhouse.
Yeah, it's so it was like, you know, it's like two stories.
For those on the West Coast.
And so it's like
you just call them houses back there.
Yeah, this is a house. You know, there's a little sitting area in the back area, but most of the first floor is for the kitchen, and you kind of just go up, you order, you stand in line and you order, and then you just go find a place to sit. And then you go down and get all your stuff. And actually, I was really surprised. They made our stuff up like within 10 minutes. And it was just all ready for you. Just go down and you just, you know, they got the whole table up and ready.
Yeah, so speaking to that, if y'all don't know, on this show, I have a few issues like IBS and GERD and other things and asthma and all this other kind of bullshit. So I had to take a shit. We had all got our drinks and anything that you could bring with you after you order. We all went up to our table and I was like, I want to use the bathroom, because, and it was a perfect spot. I don't know if this was fate. I don't understand what's going on. Was it all tailored to me? Does the universe revolve around me? No, I'm not a narcissist. Fuck you. but no, so like the bathroom was right there and I was like, I'm going to use the bathroom. And I went into the bathroom to take a shit. it was perfect. Apart from the window that was on ground level, so I was always worried that someone was gonna get in trouble for someone seeing my dick when I stand up, because that's a fear. That's real. It's like shitting your pants in public. If someone pulls your pants down, then you're a criminal. Like, what are you supposed to do about that? So I'm taking a dump, and it's like really cold in there, which is awesome because when you're taking a after the amount of cigars and Armagnac and vegan pizza that I've eaten, like it's gonna be a hard dump, right? So I'm in there for a while, probably 15 minutes at least. Finally get up, you know, everything's good. I walk out and there's nobody at our table. Everybody is gone.
All the drinks. Everybody's were there, just though.
Gone. The drinks were there, and I saw my drinks, so I was like, I guess I'm just gonna sit back down. I'm just gonna sit back down. They all got fucking losted, in, you know. They got fucking, they got teleported onto the island, and I was like, I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gonna eat. Where's my food?
Well, that's where we went. We went to go get the food.
Yeah, I know. That was funny because everybody left.
We wanted to make sure we could all get all of the food.
Yeah, you gotta be able to carry
it. And the people that
weren't
there too, because I don't think Jules was there.
He wasn't there for a long. Yeah, and kudos to him again for outlasting me in the bathroom. Like. He took longer than me in the bathroom, and that's impressive.
You know, side note, real
quick. He had a rough morning, though.
He had a rough night, you know, because we took him to La La Land. Because, I mean, he's also young, younger, isn't he? He was only like...
No, probably in his 20s.
I'm
not going to say that because I don't know. I remember there was somebody there that was really young, and I was like, wow.
And Shinji ain't old either. He's a baby as well.
He's in his 30s, though, I think.
That's young.
Maybe.
We old.
But,
I don't know. You're all young to me, so.
Yeah, I know. Old man, Night Flyer over here. On my other show, Strength of Gaming.
I'm called Day Flyer.
We would say Old Man Bubba, because Bubba was always 10 or so years older than me. So. Not much different.
After Lazy Jane's, things kind of quieted down after that. We played a bunch of Ascension, though, with... With Shinji. And you.
We didn't. You were doing a thing. I was and Shinji and Jules.
We played it after... You guys played some games, and then I came up and played some games. Because, I was... We were streaming for Onyx Pax. Actually, for the
there you go,
Trinity game. Where I have a friend who is running a Trinity live action, or not a live action, live or the hell do they call it?
LARP.
No, actual play, which is for World of Darkness, for a game that we ran, which is a lot of fun. But so things were
fucking nerds.
That was May the 4th, though. May the 3rd, no, May the 4th, and May the 5th all together. But the May the 4th EVE Online Madtown meetup in Madison, Wisconsin. But we call it Madtown. That's one of our little nicknames for the area.
And that night, too, we played a couple other... We played at least one other board game. No, that was the next day.
Oh, you were... I think that was actually the first day. That would have been Monday, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, it was Monday.
Until the Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but
that was a fun little... You thought you liked that one. What the heck was it? It's like a fishing game, basically.
Yeah, like I forget what it's called. And that might have been... That was probably Sunday night. That was Sunday night because Shinji and Jules left afternoon-ish and we hung out and we played some more board games and then late at night we played Ninja Turtles on the PlayStation and then the next morning we got Monty's which is really good. Really fucking good food. I really like Monty's. I had it last time and I was like, Let's do that again.
Yeah, I was looking for stuff and I was thinking about it, and you were like, Monty's. I was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't think about Monty's.
Because when I was looking through the list, I was like, oh shit, yes, I remember that. Let's do that. But yeah, it was a good time was had by all. But I will say that both my flights in, I was worried about because at like fucking, I don't know, was it like Thursday night, I get a message from Night Flyer, your shit's been delayed till midnight. And I was like, what? No. But then it undelayed because that happens. Yep. And then I was flying back.
That was like Friday morning. Like, I don't know. And yeah. Again, I swear to God. Like,
yes, Friday morning. Exactly.
I had it. And even when you called back, I said, no, that's not right. And I switched back to it. It said like 12:06 a.m. and then switched while I was looking at it.
So like me sending you screenshots from like three different apps was not to prove you wrong, but to confirm that I wasn't going to get fucked. So, but then on the way back, I did get fucked like initially because they were like, oh, your flight's delayed. Oh, your flight's delayed. And I was like, oh, fuck, now I'm going to miss my connecting flight. But then they were able to put me on another flight and I was able to get home about 2 hours later than I would have, but you know, it's better. It's better than the first time when I was trying to get to the last goomp.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, because they just delayed, and they were like, now you can't leave until tomorrow morning. And I was like, but then I'm going to miss the thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That air travel is always a possibility of insanity, but,
yeah, sometimes it's a little more so when you go to the Midwest, apparently. There's just something about going to the Midwest, especially from the West Coast. It's the
Bermuda Triangle, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I did get messages from my wife telling me, you know, like, please don't get lost. Oh. So I sent her the gift of John Locke saying, don't tell me what I can't do.
Yeah, there is a lot of other stuff that is going on in EVE right now. Real quick, we do have a drop that is available, and I think everybody should get this drop because I think it's super cool.
If you're watching.
If you're watching right now on Twitch, we get the CNI, Catalyst Navy issue skin, police skin. It's new. So they didn't have this until now. This is the only way that I know of to get it at this point. I don't know if they're seeding it in other ways. But get this, it's really, really cool. It's a brand new skin. So now I've got two kit skins that I like for... And I just went out and had a lot of fun actually with a Blaster Catalyst Navy issue using that skin. I took on... what was it? Are you still in game, Night Flyer?
Yeah.
I sent it to you. It was definitely an Incursus that came in after that, but the first one that I killed was a different...
The Condor?
Yeah, it was a Condor. So a Condor comes in, and I'm like, okay, he's probably going to kite me to death, which is going to suck, but fuck it, I'm going to play this game. But he was a blast, or he was a rocket.
Rocket, yeah. So
he came in and tried to play... face hugging with me, and I have an overclocked afterburner scram web, so I was able to stay on top of him and murder him just as an Incursus land, and as soon as the Incursus came in, I was able to web scram him, hold him down, and just face eat him. In as he's going down, I love it when they trickle in, you know. An Imperial Navy Slicer came in. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to nab him as I was off with the off center from having the fighting that I was doing, and so he was able to get in and start kiting me. But I was able to get some slingshots off on him, and he was able. I think he ran out of because I ran out. I started running low on cap. So I think he ran low on cap and lost point on me, and I was every once in a while I was almost able to catch him. You know, I was at like 11 kilometer, or well, no, I think I got to like 15 kilometers at one point. So even overheated, I wasn't able to hit him with the web, but I was starting to hit him with the null, and eventually I was like, okay, bye. Like, that's a great test of the skin. Its skin tanked really well. That's that. I know that it was all because of the nice blue skin that I was able to pull off that 3v1.
Yeah, I got 3 hours left, but I'll get it. I'll get it today. I have to have that skin.
Yeah,
I always say, when I fly the Fed Navy Comet, I'm always in the Popo skin.
Yeah, Fed Navy Comet, always in a Popo skin. There was also the Brutix that was out for one or two drops ago in Twitch.
I missed it.
That's only like but, 100 millionist skin as well. But the Brutix Navy issue is way cooler.
Is the one.
Fly.
Yeah, and I would rather have a police skin for a Brutix Navy issue. Yeah,
it's like a billion-isk or something for a Brutix Navy issue, I believe.
Yeah, but worth it. The Brutix Navy issue is such a nasty little beastie.
Yeah, absolutely. So we still have fighting, of course, in Hate Dealies that is happening. The Kaldari have, continued to stretch themselves even more thin across the war zone.
The Galmil plan is in full effect. We are going to keep giving up these systems until they spread themselves.
Until they fight us in Hadeles, and they just continue to fight us in Hadeles. Well, I mean, the point is that really there is no worth to owning systems. There is no reason to own a system at all. If you live inside of Hadeles, Old Man Star, Fliette, all of these systems, even Murathan and stuff like that, all of these systems are on the front line no matter what. Only if we own too much territory, they're not on the front line. But we want them on the front line. Like, so I want Hadeles to always be front line. It would be nice if we owned it, but it doesn't really matter. It matters that its front line is the most important part. They still haven't been able to take Old Man Star as Sedition continues to live out of that system. So there are some minor reasons to maybe hold some systems and stuff like that for
pride. Sorry, who's Sedition?
Sedition. Did I say that wrong?
No, you said it right. Oh, I know. Okay. I understand your... I wasn't fucking with you on that side of things. I was fucking with Sedition on the fact that, you know, half of them are now Blue Canary and fucking up my shit in Yvangir. Well, I gotta fuck with them. I gotta kill them and shit if I want to do any fucking gay camping. Such a hassle.
Yeah, but that's not Sedition. That's Expedition.
Expedition.
Expedition. But yeah. But yeah, there's also an expansion that's coming out, a bunch of new structures that are going up for 0.0.
The fuck is 0.0?
0.0.
Oh, it's where we kill shit on Spectrefleet.
And Spectrefleet, yeah, with all those the numbers and letters systems. You know, they can be owned by players.
8-5-2 tech, whatever the fuck.
Yep. It is kind of cool what they're doing, though, is that they're having it so that there's a new resource you can get from planets, like workforce and energy or something like that, some kind of new thing that'll be used to power and enhance their iHubs and let them customize their space a little bit more. They're going to get special mining deposits that they can get. Maybe they're getting Trip back. You know, they might get Veltbar back and stuff like that into the 0.0 economy might go into a prosperous episode here. We'll see what kind of changes that this brings in the end, but a lot of people are predicting that this is going to be an improvement for 0.0. It'll make them more self-sufficient, but also being able to there's still, I don't see that there's a big reason to fight each other for taking space at this point besides owning space. This will make it easier to maybe even own less space for the amount of people that you need, which it kind of translates more into renting. But there a lot of these structures have like vulnerable points on them that if you take down certain aspects of it that it won't work anymore, that it's just like it doesn't necessarily have a reinforcement timer, but kind of like back in the old day, if you shot at a moon mining moon, you could damage the ability to get the passive income coming from that. And so there's more opportunities of raiding and stuff like that that might happen, it seems. I think that there's, like, siphons and stuff. I haven't dug too deep into it, but a lot of good stuff, it looks like, for 0.0 at this point in time. There is not really going to... there's, the only thing that's going to affect LoSac or Faction Warfare is these new hauling ships, and I haven't seen anything... released on stats or anything like that. I'm guessing they're going to be covert op and haul massive amount of stuff, but, you know, be zero oriented.
That would be cool, because I think all of us utilize haulers of all the various tech levels. So that's something I'm interested in. You know, if I can haul more shit safely to blow people up.
Trucking is a real job in EVE. Usually,
it is
usually designated to a alternate personality of yourself.
I mean, okay, but that's a very biased opinion, though, Frozen. That's from us PvP assholes.
That's true. There are people who just are dedicated to hauling.
Yeah.
Period, and that's what they want to do.
A lot because of it is legitimate.
Get your shit to Hades and sell it because we need it, and you can make really good profit margins. So. Haul to Hades.
Yeah, but a lot of the new haulers too are able to be weaponized, so they'll be able to have, you know.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So I don't think they're going to be game changers, but they're not going to be without some way to cause damage. I mean, yeah, you can put like one blaster, you know, on a current hauler, but you know what's that going to do for you? So, and again, how that's going to work on the game mechanic, I'm not exactly sure, but.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they bring out here. Doesn't seem like anything revolutionary at this point. Is there? I thought there was. There's some kind of graphical changes. Am I?
I didn't do any research. Sorry,
I didn't read that part yet. So.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there was anything else that was. Was coming out for the expansion, but yeah, the expansion seems okay. It's definitely it's going to be great for 0.0, and I don't think that it'll have a negative impact on anything. There was some whining that there's like 6 months that you get to because now you have to change out all your iHubs for these new stations.
Yeah, so the only negative impact will be in 0.0,
but even then, they get 6 months to do the conversion, and it's everybody's gonna do the conversion anyways because these are way better to have. So if it was a nerf, if it would mess up, you know, what cool stuff they already have there. But it seems like it's just going to be a massive amount of enhancement on how you create your space, basically. And it has to do with all this new, you know, manpower and stuff coming in from the planets and facilitating it towards different things, and so you can more customize your space. That's cool. Lots of cool new structures and stuff that we won't ever use, though.
So. You're not wrong,
but that's okay. I want them to develop all parts of me, and they have spent a long time in LoSac. They've been here for about 2-3 years now. That they've been doing massive improvements to the quality of life of LoSac and Faction Warfare, and I think it is time for some love out in 0.0. So,
I'm not gonna argue.
They still need to fix the LP store. That's it. That's my one thing. That's not sure. Just a Faction Warfare thing. That's also a HiSec or anybody who runs missions for anything. Like, we should just have a complete overhaul of what the LP store is. And how to use LP and how to get items and stuff like that from the LP store. Because almost all of it's completely useless, though. You know, and it will be, without an overhaul, all of the items that are in the. It's just ripping yourself off getting anything but like 3 specific items out of the LP store. though. They need to change that up to either just be that's the three items that come from the fucking LP store, or there's a much better way of handling that. So, but yeah, we're not going to get that this round, which is totally understandable. But there has been talks about getting that changed up. Something to do, more reason to own space, because without it, there's no reason for the Galente to own any space. In fact, it's much better to pull them all the way to Old Man Star, because Old Man Star is way farther away from Jidda than it is for us as a, you know, home system, basically. Like, it's right where we want to live. And the squids have kind of moved in, but it's uncomfortably far from their supply lines, basically. To a certain degree, I guess. Because, I mean, we still take from Jidda, right? No, we only buy in Dodixie. Traitorous to go to Jidda and buy anything.
No idea what you're talking about.
But yeah, anything else that you guys want to talk about before we wrap things on up here?
No, I don't think so. I think it covers about all the things.
I think that's all I got tonight.
All right.
That's all I had to say about that.
Yes, sir. Awesome. Well, I will be back again on next Saturday, and I also think I'm going to be, or Sunday, whatever. I'm going to be, you know, back again some other day, sometime. But I'm going to try and get a lot more streaming in this week, and try and make some videos, some newbie stuff.
I suppose I should do as well.
We should make new characters together. Also, Nightfly, you should do this too. Make a brand new character and get some footage ideas and stuff like that of putting out some newbie content that's out there. Like, how to do this. And, you know, my challenge is do one of those things where I think I'm going to put out a bunch of goals and challenges for me and make it so that my character can't meet up with I can't get any help from any of my other characters, and that this is just a pure, and then just kind of stream it all live, and then also go through and then edit the fuck out of it to do little shorts of little, like, teachable moments that I can build while I'm making the series, though. So. But other than that, I also want to get out there and murder, kill people with Gwen,
always.
Nightflyer, and Shinji. Wednesday nights, I think we need to really push back on getting Wednesday nights up and running more solid, and especially if we can get Shinji, because that's too lodgy. That's too lodgy. That's it. We're if us three
no.
And
No. Frozen. That's like six lodgy.
It is like that 20 is lodgy.
Two legendary lodgy is a lot of lodgy.
It's a lot of lodgy. It's really nice to have. So thank you all for watching. Thank you for coming on to the show, and have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, New Eden.